Clint Eastwood scolds Trump for tweeting and calling people names. By Jerome Hudson on February 22, 2020. Clint Eastwood backs Mike Bloomberg. The legendary actor, director, and longtime Republican campaigner has applauded President Trump for certain things he's done and told the Wall Street Journal that the best thing we could do is just get Mike Bloomberg in there. The politics has gotten so ornery, the five-time Oscar winner said in the wide-ranging Wall Street Journal interview. Eastwood says he wished President Trump would act in a more genteel way, without tweeting and calling people names. I would personally like for him to not bring himself to that level. It's perhaps the first time that the Dirty Harry star and Richard Jewell director has publicly scolded the president he has long praised. In an interview with Extra in December 2015, Clint Eastwood said voters were looking for somebody who is outspoken and who isn't afraid, and said Donald Trump seems to have kind of a fearless attitude. After praising then-Republican frontrunner Ben Carson, Eastwood declared any one of them would be better than Barack Obama. Again lauding Trump's willingness to say what's on his mind, Eastwood told Esquire in August 2016 that we're in a kiss-ass generation, a pussy generation. Everybody's walking on eggshells. He's said a lot of dumb things. So have all of them. Both sides, Eastwood continued of Trump. But everybody, the press and everybody's going, oh, well, that's racist, and they're making a big hoodoo out of it. Just fucking get over it. It's a sad time in history. The bombastic temperament Donald Trump displayed as a candidate has apparently turned Eastwood off now that he's president. Elsewhere, the Sally Helmer told the Journal that the hashtag MeToo generation has its points. Applauded women who are standing up against people who are trying to shake you down for sexual favors. And recounted that sexual predation in Hollywood was very prolific back in the 1940s and 50s, and the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. He likens that fear to the mood in America now and cites the hashtag MeToo movement. The hashtag MeToo generation has its points, he acknowledges. He appreciates that women are standing up against people who are trying to shake you down for sexual favors. Sexual predation, he says, has been in the movie business since the days he started as a bit part actor. It was very prolific back in the 1940s and 50s. He pauses then wryly adds, and the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Eastwood also expressed concerns that the presumption of innocence, not only in law, but in philosophy, has been lost over sexual allegations. He named disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein as one reason people are so on the defensive. Eastwood also addressed the accusations leveled by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC, that he inaccurately portrayed its reporting during and after the 1996 Olympics bombing in Atlanta, Georgia, in his latest feature film Richard Jewell. The director told the Journal that AJC had guilt over its reckless story that led to the months-long persecution of Richard Jewell, the 34-year-old security guard who discovered a suspicious package saved countless lives evacuating the area before the bomb detonated. The paper's executives, Eastwood said, could go screw themselves. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.